Hi there, Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice Dyer in the Magnus Protocol. As part of the Magnus Archive's 10th anniversary, Rusty Quill is hosting a special Magnus Live show at the upcoming Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. Join co-creators Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell on the 5th of July for a new iteration of our live show, Statement Begins, where you can hear fan-favourite statements such as Anglerfish, Red Live, and gain exclusive insights into the creation and history of the show straight from the creators themselves. You can buy your tickets now, including limited numbers of meet and greet tickets, from crossedwires.live or the link in the description of this episode.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 191. What We Lose.
John? Damn it, John!
What?
Sorry.
What is
sorry,
it?
Sorry, it's fine. I was just startled. We've not been many places you can sleep, so I...
So what?
You were sleeping with your eyes open again.
Oh, all right.
Just took me by surprise.
Sorry, not something I can help, I'm afraid.
No, I know. I'm sorry, it's okay.
Bad dream?
Is there any other kind?
Fair.
Speaking of, how are your dreams? I know they used to be, you know, complicated.
Oh, I don't know. I don't really remember them anymore. Honestly, it's not really even sleep these days. I can only do it when I'm disconnected from, well, everything. And it's more like, you know that feeling when you're right on the edge of falling asleep? Not quite dreaming, but not aware of stuff either.
So like standby mode then?
I suppose. What was I like at Salacious?
Oh, you just completely conk out. Eyes open, obviously, because God forbid the creepy ever stops entirely. But
thank you.
You'd just be dead to the world. I actually got a bit worried once or twice, but you always woke up fine. You said you didn't dream. Sounded pretty happy about it too.
I imagine I was.
Hey, I meant to ask. Do you recognise that woman? Celia?
No, I don't think so. Why?
I swear she gave a statement once.
What statement? I don't remember anything. What? Not down here, at least.
It was... I thought she was making stuff up. I gave her some money.
Why?
She asked.
Right. Do you think she remembers?
I mean, she doesn't seem to remember her own name, so I'm guessing no.
You could ask.
Well, no, that'd just be weird. I mean, Hello?
Sorry. Didn't wake you, did I? They asked me to check in on you.
No, it's fine. We were up.
I don't think we've met. I'm Martin. This is John.
Hello?
Right.
And you are...
Nope.
No? As in your name's no?
No, as in you don't get to know my name. I'm not stupid.
Is that so?
Names are how they see you. They're how they find you in the files. You can hide all you want, but if they know your name, they can see you and take you away.
I see.
I tell people my name, then maybe they learn it. Then they come for all of us. You shouldn't have told me yours. I keep telling the others. Only the prophet names are safe.
That's not how it works.
John.
What? She's talking complete rubbish.
Have you been there then? Have you fled through the endless cabinets, the labels that cut you, the things that put you in your place?
No.
So you don't know.
But I've seen it. I know it.
Oh, you know it, do you? Did it bleed you?
No, but that's not actually...
Then you don't know it. And you're not getting my name.
Fine. Sorry. I didn't mean to upset you. So, Georgie and Melanie, are they...
They're gone. Out. They often go out. Sometimes they bring people back, but usually they just go for a while.
Okay. Do you know when they'll be back?
No. They walk their own path.
Of course they do.
Would you like some food? We have tins and biscuits, although the biscuits are really old.
What's in the tins?
Food.
What food?
Depends. Most of the labels are gone. Yesterday, I got black beans.
All right, and that's good?
Mm-hmm.
Right, well... I could probably go for a tin. John?
Any chance you could bring me something back? I'm feeling a little bit shaky.
Do you need to make a statement?
Actually, no. I haven't since we got down here. I suppose it must be the tunnels. Nice to be a bit more in control, although it does feel odd.
Well, it's good to hear. I'll see what I can find.
Are you coming?
Yes, yes. Lead the way. You...
Of course.
Martin?
Yeah? Oh, sorry, I didn't catch you.
Aaron.
Hi, Aaron. What's up?
Sorry, did you lose a tape recorder? I found this... Oh. Huh.
Yeah, it wasn't on when you found it, right?
No. Is it yours? I haven't seen it before. I thought it might be.
Kind of, I guess. They follow us around a bit.
Really?
Oh, you don't need to worry. It's been happening for ages, before the world changed even. You can just ignore them.
Since before the end?
Yeah, it's kind of a long story. Ask the prophets if you want, they'll explain.
You don't believe in them, do you? In their power?
I knew them in the old days.
So did Laverne.
Yeah, I realise that. Just... Look, it's complicated, okay? It's just a big pile of stuff that no one understands.
I understand they are able to walk through this world without fear or danger. I understand they saved us, sir.
Cool. Look, you should really talk to them about it, okay? I don't want to say the wrong thing.
They said you also walked through the nightmares. That you share their power.
Oh, I'm not sure... It's different, all right? We're different.
Yes, you are. When I look at them, I see a future. I see hope. I don't know what I see when I look at you.
Okay, well, you're rude.
I'm a poet. I speak the truth.
Yeah, well, your truth is rude. You don't know anything about us, who we are, what we're doing.
I know you look at us like we're idiots. You pity us, sir.
That's not true.
Liar. Who are you? Just appearing from nowhere with phantom tape recorders just scuttling in your wake? Why are you here?
We're here to save the world, okay? Right? If you want more than that, go ask your prophets, okay? Just give me that.
Any sign of them?
No, but the others say it's pretty normal for them to be gone this long.
Right.
That said, the locals are getting restless. I get the impression our welcome isn't exactly unconditional. How's the fuzziness?
It's all right. Comes and goes.
Yeah, you don't seem as bad as you were at Salacious. Hopefully you won't forget everything as soon as you leave the tunnels.
I don't think I will. It was worse there. Though, you know, obviously, I don't remember. So what do you think? You reckon they're going to help?
I mean, they've got to, right? You're basically humanity's only hope.
I mean, okay. I hadn't really...
Sorry, that's probably a bit too much pressure, yeah?
A bit?
I just meant that, look, either they help or they just sit down here and hope it all magically works itself out. And they can't really think that's an option. Can they?
I don't know. I know how Georgie gets about people in her care. If she thinks helping us will endanger them...
Yeah. Melanie too. And you're sure we can't find the way up on our own?
Probably not. I'm cut off down here, and the layout seems different to before.
The eye isn't, like, calling you or something?
Oh, no, it is. But I can't get a clear reading on it down here. It's kind of maddening, actually. Like, being on a street you almost remember, but can't find on a map.
We might have to just try anyway.
Yeah, but without a guide, we could be wandering a long time. And apparently there are things wandering about there as well that... might put up some resistance.
Yeah, Laverne mentioned. Do you know what they are?
Yep. They're archivists.
Come again?
Did you ever listen to Gertrude's interview with Sergeant Heller? Oh,
that's a blast from the past. I think so. World War II, right? Under Alexandria? Saw some monster with a wit... Right.
I'm not the first archivist. Not by a long way. Most of the others died like Gertrude, but some lingered. And, well, let's just say I'm not the only one that feels the Panopticon calling.
Right. John, if... when we defeat the Eye... the fears. What happens to you?
Nothing good. I think it depends on what actually happens. If we figure out a way to defeat them, banish them somehow, kick them out of our reality and back to where they came from, I might survive. I think I'd stay more or less like this. Weaker, but fundamentally still an avatar in a world where the fears are once again lurking on the edges.
But I assume that's the best case scenario.
Depends on your point of view, I guess. In the long term, all we'd have done is bought some time. If, however, we find a way to destroy or eliminate the powers... I'm not going to be okay. There's too much of me that's part of the Eye now. I don't know what would be left of me without it. Maybe I just die. Maybe I survive, but I lose something. My identity. My mind. My memories. I don't know. Martin, when the time comes, I need you to promise me that you won't try to stop me.
I promise. I love you, John.
I love you too.
But I'm not going to doom the world over it.
Thank you.
And you have to promise me that you're going to do everything in your power to live. That you're not going to sacrifice yourself at the first opportunity just because you feel guilty about what happened.
I promise.
Good. God, I hate these conversations.
Yep. Heavy stuff.
I miss small talk.
We could talk about the weather for a bit, if you like.
Bit difficult underground.
True. In that case, I might see if I can get a bit more sleep. Rest up a bit before, you know.
Sure.
Wake me if they get back.
Of course.
I do wonder how healthy it is, going to see him like that.
I know, but it helps me, I think.
It certainly sounded pretty nasty.
Well, it didn't look too much better. There's a bench here to your left. Do you mind?
Unoccupied?
For now. Come on.
Sure.
It always tickles me, coming up here for privacy.
I'm sure I don't know what you mean. Personally, I think a city full of snooping cameras and staring eyes really sets the mood.
Of course you do.
Everything's a bit shit, isn't it?
Not everything.
How did he look?
He's happy, I think. Does that make him evil?
It makes him a cat.
And I mean, sure, it's not a great look for Battersea, but watching it, it's just the gorier bits of a nature documentary on repeat.
There's nothing natural about this, though.
No.
We could still pull him out, you know, like the others.
No, it hurts to see him like that, but he's safer there. If we took him, we'd just be putting him in danger. We might even be putting the others in danger from him.
You're not still going on about that dream of a giant murderous tunnel cat, are you? You know, you're not actually a prophet, hun.
Sure, but by this point it wouldn't be the most unlikely thing that's happened to us. And it's not like the tunnels have got any safer with them hanging around.
It just feels crap, you know? Doing nothing.
We're surviving. And trying to help others do the same. That's not nothing.
True. Even if it feels like it sometimes.
I still care about him, you know. But getting involved will only make things worse.
We'd better still be talking about the Admiral.
John's doing his best.
Yes. Well, his best is us hiding from nightmares in a damp tunnel.
It's not his fault. It's not like he wanted it to happen.
Look, I know that, right? I know, but the truth is I just don't like him. I never have, and I am sick of people acting like I should feel so super sympathetic towards him just because he's had a rough time of it. I've had a rough time of it from the second I met him. We all have. He doesn't...
Honey...
Okay, I can still hate him, even if I don't, you know, blame him.
You know, you're actually quite similar.
Well, then at least I hate consistently.
You should really talk to Laverne about that.
Oh, trust me, it came up. Day one, I think. But all that said, we should still help them.
What could we even do for them if John's some kind of all-knowing demigod?
Not down there. Martin says they can't find a way up into the Institute.
Too risky. I told you about the things down near the stairs, right?
Yeah.
We can't afford to attract their attention.
You're doing it again.
Ugh.
Look, you've been doing so much better recently. I know it's really hard to judge risk without a sense of fear.
But I'm still overcompensating.
Well, I mean, not necessarily. It is dangerous. But
I don't see another way out of this. And I don't intend to spend the rest of eternity sleeping in a tunnel playing Mystery Tin.
Not even if it was just the two of us.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, maybe I could handle that for a bit. But if there's even a small chance we could put things back...
You're right. I know you're right. I just hate getting involved.
We've always been involved, right?
Yeah.
At least now it's on our terms. This way you can get back to podcasting about monsters, rather than hiding from them.
Ugh, don't. I was just thinking about that yesterday. How much I legitimately miss those shitty ad reads. You know, everything happened just as I was recording one.
Oh god, yeah, what was it?
Slaughterville, the yes! Town of a thousand corpses. Some god-awful true crime thing based in a Colorado town where there were meant to be like three serial killers or something.
Jesus.
I was so proud of the script I did for it as well. Thought I'd really nailed that schlocky pulp vibe without it being super obvious that I was making fun of them.
Maybe you could do a rendition for the others.
Not sure how well that would sit alongside Aaron's latest hymn.
Oh. Yeah. Come on. We'd better head back. It's probably not a great idea leaving that lot with John and Martin unsupervised.
Yeah.
So, we help them.
Well, we're not going up the tower, but... Yeah. I want my cat back.
The Magnus Archives is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was written by Jonathan Sims, produced by Lorianne Davis, and directed by Alexander J. New. It featured Jonathan Sims as the Archivist, Alexander J. New as Martin Blackwood, Marguerite Kenner as the Unnamed Follower, Anil Godagamur as Aaron, Lydia Nicholas as Melanie King, and Sasha Sienna as Georgie Barker. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/TheMagnusArchives. Thanks for listening.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Lily McGee, Bruna Thomas, Muzz Butch, Bridget Smith, Kayla Young, Roblin, Deanna Smith, Whitney Reynolds, Indigo Prince, Jeremiah Okoa, Elsa Bouchard-Lucas, Olivia McRae, Harrison Stanley, Amanda Geisler, Tatum Hedrick, Nero, Romilly, Protect Martin Squad, Judith Bouchard, Emma Firth, Tori, Alex Dempsey, Kate Shipley, Courtney Dietz, Helly Clare, Mime Screaming, Mackenzie Dodd, Erin Leisure, Jay Kun, Aubrey, Michaela Christianos, Micah Rack, Garrett M. Beeg, Flynn, Christy Abraham, Lindsay Lutz, Dree Snow, Curry, Benjamin Horn, Lauren H.P., Just Heather, Claire Burnjack, Ellis Gallagher, Kit Mitten, Raphael Hawk, Mia C.M., Leo Nine Raw, Nick Welker, Molly Rose, Daisy Bell. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice in the Magnus Protocol, and I'm here to tell you about From the Library of Jürgen Leitner, an upcoming novel available for pre-order right now at rustyquill.com/novel. Return to the world of the Magnus Archives in From the Library of Jürgen Leitner, an official prequel novel written by Nebula, World Fantasy and Aurora Award-winning author Primi Mohammed, with the help of the Magnus Archives own writer and lead voice, Jonathan Sims. From the Library of Jürgen Leitner explores an infamous organization from the Magnusverse for the first time, the perilous private library of the enigmatic collector Jürgen Leitner, where occult books are guarded and researched at a fatal cost. Leitner's library keeps the dangers of these books in check and the would-be readers safe, or so Leitner claims. For two of Leitner's employees, the risks are worth it. For Hugh Franklin, the library is a place to belong. For Sebastian Everett, the library is an opportunity to indulge arcane ambitions. Though their 10 years at the library were years apart, Hugh and Sebastian's stories unfold in parallel, and their footsteps echo down the same eerie aisles, caught in a web spun long before either ever heard the name Jürgen Leitner. Will they find a way out, or will the library consume them before it's too late? From the Library of Jürgen Leitner will be published on October the 27th, 2020. 26 and is available for pre-order now. Visit rustyquill.com/novel for more information. That's rustyquill.com/NOVEL.